The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. I only caught the tail end of the Lions-Texans game last night because I was previously engaged. I was downtown at the Riverside seeing Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. And when I say the Hollywood medium, does that mean anything to you Neanderthals?
Yeah.
He talks to the dead.
You went to go see a scam artist who thinks he talks to Hollywood people.
No, way off. The scam artist is only the smallest part of the wrong stuff that you just said. So Tyler Henry is a 28-year-old from California, and when he was a kid, he started to have premonitions about things. He knew his grandmother was going to pass away. He woke up and had a dream about it, and then she ended up passing away a few hours later. He talked to one of his classmates, telling her something that her grandmother had told him to tell her, freaked the little girl out a little bit. He talked about how when he was in high school, he was walking around the track in PE class, and he got a message from beyond for one of his classmates. He told his classmates about it, details that only that person who had passed could have known. And that's how he realized that he had this gift. So last night he was in Milwaukee, and I went with my mom and my sister, and we enjoyed the show immensely. And group after group, person after person, this guy is nailing details about people who have passed, right? So he starts to get a message from Grandpa John and Grandpa Don, right? So now this one person has two grandpas, Don and John. So he's like, is there anybody in here who's got Grandpa John and Grandpa Don? There are a couple people, actually, who had a Grandpa John and a Grandpa Don. But he finally narrows in on this one woman, and he's like, he's telling me about another relative who is a woman but has a similar name. Do you have a relative who has a similar name to Don, who he would know? And she's like, Donna? And he's like, do you have a Donna? She's like, yeah, my aunt. And he's like, that's who it is. And he was going detail after detail. At one point, guys, he was talking about a young man who had died young in his 20s. And he was saying, he has an interesting speech pattern. He's repeating himself over and over. He's saying it over and over again. And the mom was like, well, he had Tourette's. And he was like, that's it. That's it. Like, right. So, and then he says to them, and he's telling them about how he's okay and he's happy now and they don't need to worry about him. And he says he likes the ink on the arm. Does anybody know what that means? The ink on the arm. And the mom and the daughter simultaneously whoop, pull their sleeves up, and they've got his name tattooed right here on their arms. I mean, it was goosebump city. Chew, why are you looking at me like that?
Sounds like Fletch lives.
It's because it is.
He just inherited Belle Isle.
Really? You don't believe in this stuff at all?
No.
What?
No. No, I do believe in little. I do believe in premonitions. I do believe in deja vu, because I'll get that, which I haven't in a while. It's a little disappointing. Deja vu's great, isn't it? It's the same thing. Hey, I've been here.
You don't see Chewy trying to make money off of people with his deja vu.
Are you like, having deja vu right now? Because you've had this conversation with us.
No, but the guy, you know, the famous guy that goes around and coaches hire him, and he goes in there and
Oz.
Yeah, the mentalist. He's kind of more of a magician.
That's more magic. That's not what this was, though, guys. Like, you're telling me that you don't think you ever get messages from beyond. You don't think your loved ones or people who have left you are sometimes sending you symbols and signs. Like, all he does is he's got a tunnel. He's got a, you know what he's got? He's got a cell phone that directly goes to heaven.
I was about to say, he's got some BS. That's what he's got.
I can't believe you're telling me this is BS.
Well, okay. So here's my problem with guys like this. If he can connect with the people in the great beyond, how come they're always being so vague? Why don't they give this guy the details instead of him asking for details of, oh, a similar named relative? Why can't they just say, hey, I'm Don. I'm talking about Donna.
Because that's not what they communicate. He can only take the message. What did he say? He said,
why wouldn't they communicate more specific?
He's just the messenger.
Why wouldn't they communicate more specific?
I think telling him that the names were Grandpa John and Grandpa Don was pretty specific.
No. I mean, that's how these people work.
Oh, come on.
Have you not seen this? They start with general things. No, oh, is there anyone here?
But that's not what it was. It was, I'm hearing from, and he doesn't know who it connects to, but I will tell you this, he narrowed it down really quickly. Like, he was able to tell.
Because he's a professional.
No. I'm telling you, from an energy standpoint.
Oh, 100%.
What do you mean algorithm? You don't even know what algorithm means.
I know I don't, but it smells like an algorithm.
No, there used to be one of these guys that used to go on, like, Oprah or Dr. Phil all the time. That claim to be a medium, and the way you start with something broad, people raise their hand, and then you get more details and limiting people to get down to the
one person. One of the ones he said last night was, he says, I'm talking to a grandpa who drowned. Is there anyone here who has a grandpa who drowned? A few people raise their hand. And he's trying to, like, figure out from an energy standpoint where they're sitting in the room. He's like, no, I don't think it's you. And then he's like, and these people come forward and say, yes, our grandfather drowned. And then he goes, was it at work? They said, yes, it was at work. He has details, and then they're just confirming them. They're validating the information that he's getting. And then he talked about how one of the family members was in the LGBTQ community and how he passed away self-inflicted because he didn't feel comfortable living that life in that time. And they were like, yes, that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was crazy the stuff he knew that he shouldn't have known about a room of 2,000 strangers.
I mean, my phone knows I'm going to the gym after this.
That's because it's listening to you.
Yeah, again, there's really easy way to find.
You don't think they sent someone in the bathroom to these two people that had tattoos, and the guy goes, hey, I got a great tattoo. And they said, look, we have sleeves. Yep, she's got sleeves. Call on her.
How do you explain him knowing that this grandfather drowned at work, and then that his nephew was gay, and that he died, in part because, like, how does he know all of
Wikipedia.
That stuff? Wikipedia? Do you understand how the internet works?
AI?
No, he obviously doesn't. He can't even log onto his own computer.
I did. I'm on as a guest.
Nobody else believes in this type of stuff.
No, mediums are the biggest scam artists that exist.
I believe, listen,
because they're playing, they're preying on people who then just get really emotional in that. And I think that's the worst.
There are some scammers. I also believe, because this is a wide and vast world, that there are some people who have that inner capability, who have that gift. Do I believe that some people take advantage of other people's emotions and grief? Yes, I do.
It's exactly what this guy's doing and exploiting it to make money.
He is. I think there are people who do, but it's like when somebody asks you, Gabe, if you believe in other life on other planets, right? Your brain says, well, yeah, it's a wide and vast galaxy. It's a wide and vast universe. It would be completely egotistical.
It's like the Lions fans. kind of.
To
right?
assume.
Yeah.
That we are the only species. I think it's egotistical to assume that across the spectrum, there aren't people out there who can communicate with those spirits and with those energies.
I'm just saying, I think the spirits and energies would be more specific instead of starting with vague things and being like, oh, is there somebody here with the name Steve? I'm getting strong energy of Steve. Oh, Steve. Oh, we've got, okay, not you, Steve. No, this different Steve over here. Like, there's enough out there that, yes, if you could actually talk to people who are past and no longer with us, I'm guessing they wouldn't just be
speaking
in cryptic
at
messages.
At the drop of a dime.
I wish
oh,
that you
my
had
dad's calling.
There.
Hold on. No, Dad, it wasn't me. I didn't light the couch on fire. That was my brother Matt.
Mediums and fortune tellers use a technique called cold reading to coax information out of people with carefully worded questions and careful attention to body language, manner of speech, and the like to make educated guesses about a person. And by wording those questions vaguely enough that the listener fills in the details for them, the Forer effect, similar to horoscopes.
I think that that is a technique, yes. But I also think that there are people who are deeply connected to the other side.
Yeah, Jesus. He was the only one. I mean, he's the greatest medium ever.
The goat of mediums, if you will.
He's the goat of mediums.
Put it on the poll. Was Jesus the greatest medium ever? 800-990.
The only.
Really the one and only.
Well, that's how you become the goat, isn't it?
Yes.
You thin the herd. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I can't believe I'm the only one. Guys, oh my gosh. Chef Ed saying, I don't believe in that crap. These shows have plants sitting in the audience. I suppose you also believe that wrestling is real. Oh, don't come for wrestling. Don't you come for wrestling.
I mean,
Chef Ed.
Do you think wrestling is real? No, I understand what wrestling is.
DJ
and I enjoy
in
the drama.
Choreograph. Yes. South Park did a great episode about this. Please, Jen, you are better than this. Oh, what is this, John, in the 262? Is Strofe there with the X-Files music? We started the X-Files
music, okay? They use it on
You're not going to swipe our stuff and then act like Strophe was the inventor of the X-Files music. 800-990-3776. He searches ticket sales or finds people who have talked about going to the show, researches their social media to find out what they have talked about, and uses that for what he did. 800-990-3776, people feeling very strongly about me having attended the Hollywood Medium last night.
I have a question. Why is he Hollywood Medium?
Well, because he grew up in California. And then so he started doing readings for a bunch of celebrities. Mm. So like one of the videos that they showed while we were waiting was celebrity after celebrity after celebrity who he has done private readings for and connected them
Smart. They got a lot of money. It's easy to scam them out of money. That's just smart. Yeah. I respect that hustle.
All right. You guys are making me feel very self-conscious right now.
I'm
going to
pick this up
honest.
In my spare time, I think. Take some vulnerable people out of their hard-earned money.
Nah, you wouldn't do that, Josh. You're too good of a
guy. Sure wouldn't.
We got to take a break. We roll on right after this. Don't forget Rob Domofsky coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about the green and gold and their game against the Bears coming up this weekend.
A pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight for a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune into Hear District with Marcus Johnson, Bucks Plus Audio Production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world, and they're joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and pixies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy.
Flowy.
The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be.
Potawatomi Sportsbook is upping its game in a major move for all the sports bettors out there. You can now use your Potawatomi Rewards card at most of the self-service kiosks and the betting counter. Bet on your favorite sports and earn rewards play along the way. Now that is a winning play. Bet above the rest. Learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook. I wonder what it would take for people to take the Milwaukee Bucks right now in an upcoming game. Things are looking lousy for the Milwaukee squad. Played the Celtics yesterday. A decent game if you were watching it. It was very entertaining, and the Bucks came out gangbusters and had a lead at the half. But then very quickly, I believe it was in under 3 minutes, whoop, Celtics took the lead. And then Bucks fought. They fought hard. Giannis had an incredible game. But in the end, the Celtics ended up winning, and the Bucks find themselves in a very, very tough spot from a record standpoint. Now, there's a lot of season left, right? Famously, we always talk about a lot of ball game left. But some news came out over the weekend, guys, from Brian Windhorst. I believe it was over the weekend, right? Maybe it was Friday after our show. Either way. And here's what Windy had to say about the state of the Bucks and the efforts they are making to try to improve this team quickly. Take a listen.
Often, which is scouring the trade market in the first week of
November.
As I was talking to teams this week, they were like, the Bucks just called.
Oh.
The Bucks just called. And I'm not sure what, I think the Bucks right now are just kind of searching and trying to cover their bases. And by the way, Giannis is not on the table. Dame is not on the table.
Sure.
They're looking for trying to help out some of their on their wing play. Middleton, Chris Middleton's absence has been extended. I talked to one team who said, yeah, we talked to the Bucks. We came up with like two or three different scenarios, mm-hmm. and we realized we're not allowed to make any of those trades. The Bucks are hemmed in on this second apron team, the new rules. They could not aggregate players together. They can't put like two or three players together to make a trade. They can't do a trade where they bring back more money. They have traded away the next six first-round picks, either the picks or the swaps. They have traded away the next six second-round picks. They're $75 million in the luxury tax right now. I don't think help is on the way. Through the trade market. But they are making calls, which definitely was interesting this week because from what I can tell, they called pretty much the whole league.
I mean, we just got done talking about the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
How much farther does this have to go until they lose this team. They lose the players. I mean, 2-8. Cleveland's 11-0.
Yep. I mean, some of that's kind of already happening. I mean, they have lack of effort losses up and down those 8 losses. You know, Giannis was talking about, you know, the lack of compete that they had against the Knicks on Friday night. They had some of that against the Bulls and Nets earlier this year. I mean, if they competed the way that they did against the Celtics, or even in those 2 losses that they had against the Cavs, the record's a lot better than it is, and you're feeling better about, okay, you know, if they had only lost a few games going into that game yesterday, you walk away going, hey, that was a great game, middle of the season loss, but, you know, Bucks and Celtics, you know, especially once Chris gets healthy, you start feeling better about it. But instead, it ends up just being a loss that sends you to 2-8, and you just have this empty feeling in your stomach. Geez, I don't know when this is going to get better. I don't know how this is going to get
better. So that's the thing that I come away with, watching that game yesterday and, you know, being familiar with the games leading up to it. Guys, they're stuck. The Bucks are stuck right now. They're stuck with who they've got, and we know that there are issues there. Some of the guys are aging, and they're slow, and even if you want to go out and get a younger guy who could maybe help with that, you just heard what Wendy said. Like, there are issues with where they are from a salary standpoint, and which apron, and all of the other things. And the NBA is very confusing, honestly, in that space. Like,
yeah,
you have to really, like, be in the nitty-gritty. You got to get it very weedsy to understand all of those details. And how,
you want me to go into
the
those
contracts?
Details?
We don't. We...
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
If you want me to, I can explain it if you'd like.
Sounds terrible, actually.
Did they ride this horse too long? Should they have blown it up earlier?
No, because you have to try to do whatever you can to keep Giannis healthy, because Giannis is the cash cow.
They're 2-8.
Yeah.
Are they not good?
They've got talent. They're not, I will say this. I don't think they're a championship team, but they have more talent than 2-8.
Okay.
They, again, I think it's a talent.
Something
thing.
Our fans can relate to.
Okay.
Okay. Are they the Jets?
No, they're better than that. Because I think this is still a team.
I'm just saying, Gabe, teams that we thought were going to be in the mix, mm-hmm. Jacksonville. Are they Jacksonville?
Probably. I mean, look, I still think this Bucks team is probably going to make the playoffs.
Well, okay, so let's do a comp here, because I'm mm-hmm. kind of liking the thought process that Chewy is unloading here. So they have, Giannis is like a Rodgers, Giannis is like a Lawrence, Giannis is like a, I mean, he's Ooh. Better than those two, right?
Maybe like a Cincinnati?
Okay.
Or like a Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Where, because again, he played, put up great stats, still
great
lost yesterday.
Stats, yeah.
Still lost yesterday.
And in the game prior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I like,
you're talking
the,
about
I like
Giannis.
The Bengals. Comp.
I'm talking about the Bengals. Yeah, that's a decent comp.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are the comp for the Bucks.
Because they have talent, obviously. Would Chase be your Dame?
Yeah. And oh, man, if Dame just plays a regular Dame game yesterday, he was off shooting. Like, if he was 1-for-8 from 3. I think he hit the rim less than he. It was bad.
We just can't, the Bucks cannot rely exclusively on Giannis and Dame to get the job done. I know that last year we tried that, and you were saying it's going to take time for this relationship to cook, for them to get used to playing together. But what they need, Gabe, is more production from everybody else.
Yeah, part of the problem is they have to make decisions at times. Like with the Celtics, like they bring in Pritchard off the bench, and he can play defense and shoot. With the Bucks, okay, well, we've got Andre Jackson starting now, but he's such an offensive liability, they had to take him out because the Celtics
Careful
were able to do
game.
Defensive things
Careful
defensively.
Game.
So then they've got to bring in A.J. Green, who's, yeah, better defensively, but he can shoot. So they have to make decisions about offense versus defense where other teams don't have to do that. And then you have Ryan Rollins, who came in yesterday.
What's his voice?
That's,
Squawk
that's
voice?
A made up
What
name.
Is your voice?
What? Ryan Rollins?
That's a yeah. wrestler.
He had a sick block.
That's Seth Rollins' cousin.
Johnny Squawk Box.
Johnny Squawk Box.
We got to take a break. We've got Rob Domofsky coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
This year, during the NBA's in-season tournament, ESPN Milwaukee is putting Bucks tickets on the line all week long. Just tune into ESPN Milwaukee and be entered into our Emirates NBA Cup Bracket Challenge. Right now, we're looking for caller number 4. Caller number 4, 800-990-3776 to call in. And you are going to have the option, because our show has been assigned West Group A. So if you're the caller at 4 at 800-990-3776, you are going to get your pick of one of 5 teams in West Group A: the Timberwolves, Clippers, Kings, Rockets, or Trailblazers. And after that, it keeps going throughout the course of the week. So then you'll follow that team, whoever you pick, throughout the in-season tournament. And if your team wins, you win those $2 tickets. If your team doesn't win, you can still secure your seats for only unforgettable moments at bucks.com/tickets. Call the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, right now.
We need a new intro for this year, though.
All right, we'll work on it.
Consider it done, Rob.
ESPN's number one source for green and gold information.
Look, I would suspect that we don't see Malik Willis throw the ball down the field a whole lot, especially early, but it would not surprise me if we got back to more of the quick West Coast stuff.
Our most musically inclined and bald guest.
I was overly harsh about Gabe's golf game because I played terrible yesterday.
It's Rob Domofsky.
This better be a great segment.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, let's get serious around here. Time to talk about some green and gold taking on the Bears this weekend. Rob, Joshy had a really unique way of looking at this past weekend when the Packers were idle, obviously on the bye. He said that the cracks you saw with the Lions and the Vikings and the Bears just being really, really bad and the Jets LOL was sort of a de facto win for the Packers this weekend. Can you buy that theory? Because I'm kind of right there with him. Like, yes, the Vikings won, and yes, the Lions won. You would have probably preferred the other outcomes in both of those games.
Right.
But as bad as they both looked, it feels like there were some good things happening for the green and gold, even with them not playing.
I can see why Josh floated that theory, and I get it. But on the flip side, the Lions and Vikings both won those games, and sometimes winning a game ugly can do a lot for a team as well. You know, like you can be like, boy, we know we got lucky there and, you know, we got to step it up and clean some things up. So if I were the Packers, I'd feel a heck of a lot better if one or both of those teams had lost. But, you know, maybe Goff got his bad game out of the way, you know, and maybe the Vikings will figure it out. I do think the Bears at this point are probably headed in the wrong direction and a lost cause. So. You know, although you're going into that place this weekend, so you can never take anything for granted.
Does it scare you a little bit, Rob, the way they got embarrassed at home? And the Bears always win ugly. Like, I think the Packers win, but I think the fact that they were embarrassed, unless they've already quit, unless they've already quit on Eberflus, then I would have felt better if they beat the Patriots, even though, you know, both teams are
Like you're going into a wounded animal a little bit, Chewy, if you're the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I see what I feel you. Like I've said before, though, like I really think momentum is a big thing in this league and in sports in general. And Bears don't have it, man. I mean, they don't have any of it. So I think the Packers are in a pretty darn good situation coming off a bye, you know, going in there. I really do.
Rob, you had the piece last week, ESPN.com, about the four things the Packers needed to fix to make a run into the playoffs. Those four things being Jordan Love's interceptions, drops, penalties, and the pass rush. Which one of those four do you think is the most likely to get fixed coming out of the bye?
I think the interceptions are probably going to just be a thing they're going to have to deal with. Drops is probably not the most critical. I guess I would say penalties. That's probably the easiest thing to correct, Gabe, because those are discipline things, right? Those are focus issues, technique issues. You know, they're going to get back to practice today. It's a little bit sort of a bonus practice. You know, you don't normally obviously practice on Monday. And I would have to think there's going to be a lot of individual periods spent on technique and things like that. The other thing, too, maybe they have to use a little bit less of Jordan Love's hard count and cadence to get the offensive line, you know, to stop false. And it's actually not even the offensive line. I mean, we saw false starts from a running back and a receiver last week. So I would say that's probably the easiest fix. I don't think Jordan Love's going to end up with 20 interceptions. You know, I don't think he's going to double what he's got. But I think they might have to live with a few more of those.
Rob Domofsky hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Okay, I'm looking at the Packers' schedule, and ahead of them, they obviously have the Bears game. We've talked about that. Then they've got the 49ers, then the Dolphins, and the Lions. This four-game stretch feels very critical for the Green Bay Packers. And I'm looking at the Miami Dolphins right now. They're taking on the Rams tonight. Rams are 2.5-point favorites at home tonight. the Dolphins have only won two games this season.
Right.
If you had to guess their record over the next four games, how they'll go in that four-game stretch, what would you say right now?
You know, San Francisco is kind of the wild card in there, right? Like, Packers have, you know, had trouble with them before out there. More of this game is here. So, I mean, I would say at worst, they're 2-2 in that stretch with losses to, you know, San Francisco and Detroit. I think 3-1 is reasonable. I don't, you know, I definitely think San Francisco is beatable. The way the Detroit game went, I don't see them going there winning, but I would have told you the same thing last year on Thanksgiving, and they start the game with the deep pass to Christian Watson and basically never looked back.
Rob, you had a pass rush is one of your four. We didn't even talk about it. Is that because we're resigned to they are what they are? I mean, I don't see him getting any better. Yeah. No one's going to develop the hump in the next 3 weeks.
No, you're right. That's why, Chewy, it's on the coaching staff to come up with something, right?
Like, yeah.
they've been creative with some of their pressure packages. Like we talked about before, like, they blitzed linebackers and safeties, but that doesn't always mean they actually rush five. They might, their rush five or more percentage is, I think, second or third lowest in the league the last time I looked before the games this weekend. They might just have to send five or more more often. I mean, like, you cannot sit there and let quarterbacks pick you apart. Good quarterbacks, anyway. And they still have some good quarterbacks coming up. You know, I still think Purdy's a really good quarterback. You know, we don't know necessarily about the Miami situation. Detroit, you know, Minnesota again. They've got some good quarterbacks that they're playing. You know, and you just can't let good players sit back there and pick you apart. The time allowed in the pocket is just way too much, and time the quarterbacks are having to throw, whether inside or outside the pocket. It's just you can't play winning defense that way.
So with that, Preston Smith traded away at the deadline. Rob, why do you think Goody didn't say during his press conference that, yeah, Preston came to us, requested a trade, and instead let that be known once he arrived in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, Gabe. I mean, oftentimes, as you guys know, the Packers don't like to air players' businesses. Like, when it comes to injuries, you know, they say, hey, you know, he's going to be out, but you need to ask the player about it. You know, maybe they didn't want to air Preston's dirty laundry. But I think it would make the trade a little bit more understandable from the Packers' standpoint, you know. And I'm surprised that they didn't leak it, even if Gutekunst didn't want to get up there and say it. You know, sometimes they'll leak a little bit of an explanation behind the scenes. So I'm a little bit surprised at that. You know, the only thing, and I'm not saying Preston's not telling the truth, but could Preston be trying to save face a little bit too? And, you know, who knows? You know, like, could he have maybe didn't ask for a trade, but he gets traded and he's feeling hurt about it and feeling unwanted, and, you know, maybe that's why he said it. I don't know. I'm just floating that as a possible theory. But I do think it's a little surprising that they didn't on or off the record sort of explain what went into the trade, if that is indeed what happened.
Rob Domofsky is on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with us this Monday morning. Okay, one of the things we have talked about is the MVP and the LVP for the first half of the season. Who has been the Packers' MVP, the most valuable player, contributing to where they are in the records? And who has been the LVP? We got some candidates here. Stokes, Gary, LVN, Clark. Who do you think has been the MVP and the LVP of the first half of the season?
Man, I swear, I've said this to you, Jen, before. I think you get our ESPN NFL Nation emails because our assignment for this week's
power ranking. You know what I am? I'm ESPN Medium is what I am.
Rob, we've known she's gotten those emails for years because she cheats all the time when we do power rankings on Tuesday, so it makes a lot of sense.
So our power ranking blurb assignment this week is, who is the non-quarterback MVP of the midseason mark for the team you cover? So, like, to me, it's, and I haven't done the assignment yet because I've been thinking about it. They send this out as soon as the Sunday night game is over. We get this email. Not that anybody needs to know when we get our emails, but my initial thought was for the MVP, obviously said non-quarterback, was Xavier McKinney. I still like what Josh Jacobs has done for them. I really do. It's interesting that the two guys I'm considering, and maybe there's others that I need to consider, are the free agent additions. I think the other way, the other least valuable, I think Rashawn Gary is the runaway in that. I mean, he just, when you know, maybe shouldn't hold a guy's contract and salary against him, but when you, you know, pay a guy that kind of money and the production is what it's been, you know, that's hugely disappointing. You know, they'd rather, you know, Stokes, you know, they'd rather not have to play him as much as they are. I still wonder about Van Ness of, you know, when he's going to maybe hit the, split the switch and sort of become what they hope he is. But to me, it's Rashawn Gary. And at this point, Xavier McKinney, but I'm open to consider other possibilities on the MVP side.
Rob, do you agree with Goody's philosophy when he says, you know, one of the reasons for shipping Preston Smith out is these young guys need reps to make them better? I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're good, you play. If you're good, you play.
That's right. Exactly what I was going to say. I don't buy it because I'm not sure there's anybody back there that has just been unbelievable and you got to get him more snaps. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Mosby had a half a sack in his first playing time the other day, but, you know, I'm not saying all of a sudden, wow, Aaron Mosby, we got to get him 35 snaps a game. I just don't see where pass rush comes without the coaching staff, you know, dialing something up.
Rob, before we let you go, last night I went to the Hollywood Medium at the Riverside. It's this young man, Tyler Henry. He's a Netflix famous, Celebrity World famous. And these guys were raking me over the coals for it, man.
I mean, raking him over the coals, I guess, because you went to the show, but adjacent you were being
basically telling me I'm a sucker, basically telling me I'm a mark. Good job handing this guy your $45 per ticket.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Did you pay or were you comped?
We paid for our tickets.
You hesitated there.
You're saying it would have been better if we hadn't paid for our tickets?
Trust me, I'm not one to shy away from a guest list or a guest pass here or there. So
you could have went to Blockbuster and got Fletch Lives for probably $3.
At what Blockbuster, Chew?
Been a little more expensive to get the DeLorean to go back in time to go to Blockbuster.
I know at one time I definitely owned Fletch on VHS. I don't know if I owned Fletch, but I had definitely
almost saved you $3.
We had five movies when I was a sophomore in college, and we had no cable in our dorm. We had five movies on VHS that we just rotated. I'm pretty sure it was Fletch, Goodfellas, Bull Durham, About Last Night, and don't judge me for this, because if one of us happened to actually have a date, we had When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, a great
movie.
There you
go. That's a pretty good rotation.
That's
it for five films?
Yeah,
that's
I think
films. I could probably, at one time, I could probably recite every line from all five of them, because we just played them over and over.
I love that. Dan wants to know if anyone has an oceanfront property in Arizona they'd like to sell Jen this morning. All right, Rob, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Always good stuff, and we very much look forward to this week. It is Bears Week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and ESPN Milwaukee, and that never disappoints. See you, Rob.
All right, have a great week.
Oh, what is Mike McCarthy the trivia answer to up there on GetUp?
The coach who has the most active wins inside AT&T Stadium as a visitor.
Oh, okay.
So he's won three times there as a visiting
head coach.
What's
LaFleur? He's got
LaFleur's just got one? Just the one.
Just one last year. He'll have more.
Yeah.
Tis the season for celebrating at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Join them in this holiday season for special events to get you in the festive mood. From a spectacular brunch with Santa to the holiday marketplace and one-of-a-kind dinner and a show experiences, St. Kate has a celebration happening nearly every week through the holiday season. You can also make a night of it and extend the experience by booking an overnight stay at St. Kate. Special packages are now available. Celebrate the holidays with St. Kate. Learn more by visiting stkatearts.com/holidays.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like,
scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Before we let you go this morning, Packers Nation, it is Bears Week. We've been talking about the state of the Bears. Can they maybe rally and put together a decent second half of the season? Well, apparently, Eberflus was on with our buddies down at ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000. And here's what he had to say this morning with our friends, Cap'n Jay Hood.
Coach, I asked you this last week that are you in crisis? And you said, no, we're not. If this isn't crisis, I don't know what it is. So I ask you again, is this a crisis that's going on right now in Halas Hall? And how does it get addressed?
You know, we're looking at this week and this week only. We do have evidence on tape that we've played good football during the course of this year. We got to pull those experiences.
Coach? Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
All right, we'll put them on hold and see if we can reestablish.
Damn! I mean, come on, man. This is 2024. Can we get a freaking landline? What are we doing? Seriously. Get the man a phone that works, please.
We'll try to reestablish with Matt Eberflus momentarily.
I'm serious.
Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Yeah, Cap, you're not wrong. Communication issues prevalent all season for the football team.
I mean, his phone line's as bad as Waldron's play calling.
Okay.
I ain't getting him back. That ain't happening.
So the context there is that he had lost connection multiple times with them. They actually went to break to reestablish the connection. And Cap lost his mind there a little bit.
Yeah. Can we get him a landline? Did he actually say, can we get a landline?
He did.
I mean, I was shocked, so I went back and listened to some of this. Cap's asking him straightforward questions. I don't hear coaches get asked in those radio segments.
Especially on the home of the team.
Yep.
Yeah.
ESPN 1000's the home of the Bears.
Well, he's past coach speak time, you know. I'm saying Eberflus. You know,
obviously not. He was giving coach speak.
The coach speak
to
ain't
going to
work. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I'm a certain partner.
We've got evidence on film that we've played good football this year.
Could we have that film? Because we don't think it exists.
Gonna need to see that film,
yes.
Sir.
If you, like me, enjoy a little Schartenfarter, I would just go back and watch the whole entire thing. Because they're pretty unrelenting in the questions of Matt Eberflus, and he's definitely uncomfortable and not answering questions directly. They ask about Waldron. He says, we haven't decided yet. And they just go on and on, hammering him with questions that he doesn't really want to answer.
So there's a little bit to me, guys, again, doing this from a peripheral, not being in Chicago, not covering the team directly. But doesn't it feel like that's just sort of Eberflus's vibe? He's not Campbell. Right? Like Dan Campbell, you start asking him questions he doesn't want to answer. He's going to let you know right away he doesn't want to answer it. And you're out of line if he thinks you are. Whether or not a journalist or a radio host is out of line to ask that line of questioning remains to be seen. We could have that debate. But Eberflus doesn't carry himself like a guy that won't be pushed around. And I wonder if that's affecting the team as well. If they're kind of saying, like, this guy's not an authority figure. This guy doesn't have it figured out. This guy can't lead. And Chewy, you have made this distinction over and over again about sometimes guys are just not head coaching material.
Yeah, no, they're better coordinators or whatever, because I'm telling you, you have to fear your coach a little bit, because if you don't, then you're going to do things what the receiver does walk, which is totally unacceptable. You know, it's when you lose a team, it's scary. The locker room, because guy starts packing cars with 5 weeks to go.
When did you experience that? Early in your career? Late in your career?
Late in your career, but it was always nipped in the bud. The only time it wasn't nipped in the bud, and I love him to death, but it was under Ray Rhodes. Can't let the players run the show. And they want to run the show. Can't let them.
Oh, we know you guys want to run the show.
Have you listened to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy? 7 to 9, Monday through Friday on ESPN Milwaukee. Garrett reminds us, be careful what you wish for, guys. Ben Johnson could be going to Chicago.
It's Chicago.
Keep that in mind. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.